Welcome to this episode of the Building Texas Show. Today we're in El Paso, Texas, and we're meeting with Mike Pryor from the Texas Space Coalition. And I'm excited to learn more about the Texas Space Coalition because it has a unique geography, it has a unique purpose, and the origin story is really what I'm talking about in most of these shows, in the future of work and where are we going, how are we investing, and when the state comes along with it, when other private donors come along with it, it makes a big difference in the future of that work. Mike Pryor, thank you for joining us. What is the Texas Space Coalition?
Justin, first off, thanks so much for having me. And yes, the Texas Space Coalition, a nonprofit founded in El Paso. What we are is a nonprofit focused on developing regional ecosystems to develop space. Our main areas to focus are igniting innovation and research from universities, from business, supporting economic and workforce development. So altogether, what we see are what we're endeavoring to do is create connection among academic, industry, and government leaders to produce those outcomes. How do we make connections so that universities and government elements can move forward with grants or government programs, how industry can work with academic institutions to get the right employees that they need and modify their work to support companies. And then, that connection between government and business, how can we make that more efficient, like the Texas Space Commission is doing with the grants and the focus that TARSEC brings?
Well, I think when we come back to that kind of work, everybody will immediately say, I've never thought about space when I think of El Paso. So can you help me understand and what drew this effort to El Paso?
Absolutely. In simple terms, I feel like when we're looking at El Paso, it's like somebody took the space rocket Lego set and laid it out on the table. All the parts are there. El Paso leads in so many areas, especially in light manufacturing and industry and design. The components are there to do aerospace or to continue doing aerospace and the space career. Major features there, like I mentioned, we talked about before the show, University of Texas El Paso's Aerospace Center is a key leader there, producing high-quality talent. New Mexico State University, right across the border up in Las Cruces, also producing high-quality talent in the engineering fields, not just aerospace, but the myriad engineering fields. On that academic side, I would be completely remiss without discussing the community colleges that support that. So for every aerospace engineer that helps put a rocket into space, there are dozens of technicians, those skilled hands and minds that work to make those things a reality. So you've got this great economic base that sometimes loses talent by looking for opportunity and having to seek it elsewhere. That's supported by light manufacturing that has seen its ups and downs with cross-border work, but has left El Paso with a high degree of engineering knowledge, manufacturing knowledge, and especially in things that have to do with metallurgy. Another great major coming out of the University of Texas at El Paso in metallurgy. That's super important for space, all those rigors of space. There's other national assets that are there, White Sands Test Facility just across the border in the White Sands Missile Range, the White Sands Missile Range itself, and then the wide open spaces of Fort Bliss. And last, as far as the, getting through the academic, the industry, and then the government alignment, certainly the Go Big Pro Texas economy, it's alive and well in El Paso. At a local level, what we saw there was alignment between the city, the county, and some of the surrounding communities that I've rarely seen. Just real synchronized togetherness to do good for the region. So that's what helped spark our idea of a regional economy, that regional ecosystem where when we look as far north to Spaceport America, out east and a little bit south down to Van Horn, there's that regional ecosystem of economy that works together and can pull together. And so we're looking to build that.
Well, and what a great place to be positioned for that regional call, because El Paso is, uniquely positioned way out west in Texas, but not far from Van Horn, where we're starting to hear a lot more activity occurring. I appreciate you bringing up New Mexico. I think New Mexico has been doing a lot in this industry for some period of time, but it brings together that collaborative spirit of the El Paso region and really helps them define it as, hey, here's a future place where UTEP is a tremendous school. But then you also call out the community college and all of the other educational assets that are in that region producing the future workforce. And they're looking for ways to stay in El Paso, stay in that region. And so it's exciting to see industry like yours coming in and helping facilitate that.
Oh, thanks. You know, some of the early interactions we got were, you know, for example, the executive director at the UTEP's Aerospace Center would say, yeah, Mike, it breaks my heart to see a PhD in aerospace engineering cross the stage, get in their car and drive off to some other part of the country to work because they don't see the opportunity here. And it later hit me much stronger with, you know, a local economic leader who reminded me, says, yeah, Mike, those are family members that leave. It's not just a student. You know, there's a brain drain, there's a heart drain too. And so our regional model is really there to help build intact communities and keep them moving. We've had some interest in other regional, smaller cities that have a vision for aerospace, and we're looking to branch out and support them as well. Because we think the model works. You bring people together, you host, you create connection all day long. You know, I'll introduce you to somebody else. I'll introduce a company to the university. I'll introduce a company to a government office to create that ecosystem. And what does success look like for me? You and you are successful together. Something grew there. That's what success is. So that's what we're here to build.
So let's dive into that a little bit different and what the Space Coalition is really out there doing. It sounds like you're bringing the stakeholders all to the table and really helping them understand the assets that they have in a region, the ways that they could start being introduced into the space industry, and how to make space part of their economic development plan for the region and highlighting the assets that they have or the assets that are out there looking for a home, looking for where work can happen. Is that a good understanding of what the Space Coalition does?
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, last November, just over a year old, we hosted our first conference, first of its kind in El Paso. We had 150 participants who got to tour the small satellite labs up at UTEP's Aerospace Center. We brought them together to connect and had space launch companies, satellites that do on-orbit servicing of satellites. You know, these things that just are so exciting to think you've got a satellite in space that needs help and you launch another satellite to rendezvous, connect with it, change the AA batteries, and then fly off. It's amazing. And small companies that are doing making small nuclear reactors that got connected with the university, that got connected with space launch companies that said, hey, I need some autonomous independent power. Can you help? I'm like, absolutely. We had 3D manufacturing, 3D printing and manufacturing, advanced manufacturing, drone folks that had applications for space and aerospace. And so all meeting long, I couldn't tell you how many, 3-minute conversations. As soon as I found out what you needed, I want to connect you with the other person in the room. And that's what we've been doing. So we've been really excited about that. We've seen partnerships that have happened with the universities, partnerships that will happen under the Space Economies Act with NASA, partnerships between companies that, you know, once I get them together, they've got some business to do. And I'm happy for that because, you know, we're looking to stimulate the economy, stimulate jobs, find places like oil and gas, for example, where there's a lot of technology that can be applied in space, in the space domain.
Well, that's an interesting point. And I see a number of people working across the state and across the country help people realize that space isn't just rocket engineering. It really is the professionals of every industry we have coming together and focusing on space. At Texas A&M, there's a friend of mine named Tristan Forks that really helping to build the Space Professionals Association at the college level so right. that we can get the doctors, the lawyers, the dentists that we will need to power that economy in the near future. And I worry that most Texans are still discovering what we do in space as Texans. But that has, in the last 3 years, the momentum, the speed, that flywheel is spinning very quickly. If I'm a high school student that is interested in space, I've got tremendous opportunity to look around locally, even in El Paso, look around and find organizations like yours to say, directionally, where do I want to be 20 years from now? And I want to be working in space or in the space economy. And organizations like yours are making that possible. So I applaud that.
Well, I appreciate it. That is what we're endeavoring to do. You know, especially out in West Texas, sometimes we get across border in places like New Mexico. We're an equal opportunity helper. It doesn't matter. In my 25 years on active duty, the only border I cared about was the one on the outside of our country, not the little ones in between. So we're definitely there to build. Space is one of these beautiful places where kind of both intellectually and physically, it brings your eyes up. You are looking to the stars. You're looking to the heavens to do something good. And there's still room for big ideas. No place better to do them right here in Texas.
I've been amazed as I've had these conversations and we talk about space ice. I never would have thought what a commodity or it is, a substance that we need to go get for all these reasons. When we talk about powering facilities on the moon, how's that going to happen? And you and your team are involved in those conversations because those are problems that are being solved today so that 20 years from now, it's a growing and booming economy.
Yeah, we were just talking. We had on our webinar, we just had Maddie Davis from Senator Cruz's office. She's also on the Senior Space Policy, a permanent staffer there on the Hill. And very, very bullish and optimistic about what Artemis II and Artemis III are going to do for getting us on the moon and building the infrastructure and the commercial teammates that are right behind that are going to make this happen. 20 years, I think it's going to happen a lot faster than that. I'm optimistic.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. I think most people would say it's 100 years out. We're not going to be on the moon because they don't know that Artemis II and Artemis III are already ready to go and that there's thousands of people working towards those missions today. And that's what's exciting about these conversations for me is we get to introduce people to that concept and then point them in the right direction to find more information about the work that you're doing, because that's going to get them to more information about the companies and the industries and the actual missions that you're influencing.
Yeah. Well, we are excited about it. Like I said, the optimism is high. You know, we're looking to set big goals. We're looking to set, things that are worthy of the pursuit of space, bring good teams together for good reasons, to create, great outcomes for the communities that we're getting involved in.
Where would people find more information and who are you looking to get in touch with in these communities as you build out these regional opportunities?
Excellent. Well, our website, txspacecoalition.org. This is a great place to get linked up. Anybody on the call is welcome to reach out to me direct at mike@txspacecoalition.org. We're happy to build partnerships. We are looking for academic, government, and industry leaders. And so when we're engaging in the cities, we're looking at universities and community colleges. We're looking for businesses that are in technology areas that support and contribute to space, in addition to, pure space companies. And we're looking for, oftentimes it's the local governments that have their vested interest in building that community through their economic development offices, through their workforce development offices. We want to help connect them in ways of space that maybe they haven't imagined or just haven't figured out how to connect people. So that's what we're there to do.
Well, it's a great call, and I would encourage our economic development leaders that listen to the show to put this on their radar and talk about the Texas Space Coalition, visit your website, learn more information. I appreciate that you're out where you are in El Paso doing this work. It has all of the ingredients as we started the show. It has all of the pieces to really be a critical piece of our U.S. space initiatives that are happening now and happening very quickly.
And we also would like to say from La Frontera to the final frontier. It's going to come through El Paso and the communities that we're looking to develop.
Well, Mike, I so appreciate the time today and the conversation. It's been really insightful and we look forward to sharing the message with everyone that El Paso is doing great things, open for business on space, and that you're here as a resource for other regions that want to move in that direction too and just need a starting point.
Here, here. Well, thanks for the support, Justin. Thanks for what you do. You know, we go big in Texas, and I appreciate you helping that happen.
Thank you for joining us at the Building Texas Show. We're excited to share stories from across the state covering the future of work and what Texas is going to look like over the next 50 years. Please like and subscribe on YouTube.